Okay, today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We are at Amar Rav Papa. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa. This is about five lines down on the page. Last word on the line is Amar. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa. Ovid Kochavim Adona V'Yisrael Akuva. Let's say you have an Ovid Kochavim that's pouring wine from the barrel, and a Jew is holding on to the jug to receive the wine. Chamra Asr, the wine becomes Asr Ba'ana. My timer, Ki the reason is because when the wine comes into the barrel, it's coming from the koach of an Ovid Kochavim. But Yisrael Adona va'Ovid Kochavim Akuva, if the roles are reversed and the Jew is pouring the wine out of the barrel and the goy is holding the jug to receive the wine, Chamra Shari, then the wine is Mutar Bana. V'i Mitzade that Tzududi, but if the goy tilts the jug a little bit on its side, Asr, then he's going to Asr the yayin to drink. So main point number one, if a guy pours into a kli that's held by a Jew, the wine is asr. A Jew pours into a kli that's held by a guy, as long as the guy keeps his hand steady, the wine is mutter. Now Rav Papa explains the din of a guy who carries a barrel of wine. Amar Rav Papa, hay ovid chavim dedori zika, a guy who carries a jug of wine, v'kazil yisrael lecharei, and there's a Jew walking behind him, and he sees that the guy is not touching the wine. Malia, if the jug is full, shari, the wine is mutter, delo mekarkesh, because the wine is not shaking around, there's no room for it to shake around. Chaseira, but if what he's holding, the receptacle that he's holding, is not full, asr, then the wine is asr. Excuse me, and the reason is dilma mekarkesh, because we're choshesh that the wine is shaking as he's moving. Kuva, if the guy is carrying previously this it was a flask, and this is a container, malia, if it's full, aser, it's aser, dilma naga, because we're afraid maybe the guy touched the wine when he was putting his hand on the surface, on the edge of the container, and that's only gonna be, it's only a chashash that he's gonna touch it if it's all the way filled to the top. But chasera shari, but if it's not full, then it's mutter, dilma naga, because we know that he hasn't touched it. Ravashi amar zika, if he's got a flask, bein malia, whether it's full or whether it's not full, shari, it's going to be mutter. My taima ain derech nisach b'kach, because it's not the derech to pour things in that way. Okay, so main point number two, the Gemara discusses when wine would be aser simply by being held in a receptacle that the guy is holding, and it may make a difference whether the receptacle is full or empty. Now we're going to discuss a guy helping in a wine press where they use a beam instead of their feet to crush the wine. So the Brisa on Daf Nun Hayamud Beis had told us that originally the Chum were matir to step on the wine, to crush the grapes with an Ovid Chavim in the wine press, and they weren't worried about Yayin Nesach because they assumed that it's not considered Yayin, even though it already started to, the juice already started to seep out of the grapes, because it's only Yayin once it gets to the bar. And then the Chum said that you're not allowed to crush the grapes with an Ovid Chavim in the wine press because of a Svar that Rav Huna said, that from the time that the wine starts to flow, it's already considered yayin, and it already can become yayin nesach. So our Gemara holds like the Mishnah Achrona, like the second day over there, that you're not allowed to crush the grapes with a guy in the wine press. And the Gemara is going to explain the din of wine that's made in a gas by a guy. So says Gemara, Ma'atzra Zayara, there was a guy that was Socher Anavim, that was crushing grapes in a wine press where they do not use their feet, rather they use a beam. Rav Papi Shari, Rav Papi was Matzer the Yayin, Rav Ashi V'itim, Rav Simi Barashi Asar, Rav Ashi, or Rav Simi Barashi said it was Asar. Bekocha, when the grapes are squeezed out from the koach of the guy, like the guy goes on the beams, to press down, to push down his weight on the beams, kuliam lo pligi de'aser, then for sure it's going to be aser. Ki pligi b'koach kocha, the whole machlokas is only when it's a secondary koach, that the guy is turning some sort of wheel that lowers the beam, and the beam crushes the wine. Ikadamri b'koach kocha kuliam lo pligi de'shari. No, if it's only secondary koach, everyone would agree that it's mutter. Ki pligi b'kocha, the whole machlokas is if it's direct koach, that he's pushing down directly on the beam. So Hava Uvda, there was a Maisa that happened, and Bekoch Kochov Aser Rabbi Yaakov Minar Pekod, and Rabbi Yaakov Minar Pekod Aser, even though it was Koach Kochov. So that must be assuming that the Machlokes is Bekoch Kochov. So main point, when a guy presses wine by using a beam, there's a machlokas whether the wine becomes usser or not, but we're not sure whether the machlokas is only if he applies direct pressure on the beam, or the machlokas is only if he does not apply direct pressure on the beam. Okay, now we're going to discuss if a guy holds a broken barrel together to keep it together. Hu chavisa, there was a barrel of wine, de ifka laorcha, that got cracked along its length. So idriyahu ovid chavim, a guy jumps up chibka and he sort of hugs it to hold it together so that the wine won't all spill out. Shariya rafram bar papa. Rafram bar papa was matya that yayin. Vitem rafun breder vishua, and some say rafun breder vishua was one that was matya lizabune lo ovid chavim to sell it to ovid. Meaning that it's mutter banan. The reason is that the guy was not meshach sheikh the yayin in any way. He didn't shake it in any way. So even though he held the two pieces of the barrel together, and it's as if he's touching the wine through the half pieces of the barrel, that's not exactly the same as touching wine with a stick or something like that, where we said that it would create a problem. Over here, he's not meshach sheikh at all. The wine is absolutely mutter bahana. At least not absolutely mutter, because it's still going to be asr b'shtia, but it's mutter b'na. The hani mili, and this idea that it's at least asr b'shtia, is depaka la'orcha, is only if the barrel cracked along its length. Aval if suye, but if it cracked along its width, afil b'shtia shari, then it's even mutter to drink from it. My taima, my salavena kavit, because what he's doing is just like the job of a brick. It's not like he's touching the wine at all. He's not pushing the barrel into the wine, he's just pushing the barrel down on top of each other, so that's considered like a brick that's put on top of the chavis. That's just providing some weight. So that for sure is going to be mutter. So main point again: if a barrel cracks and a guy holds it together, so if he holds it, if it cracked along its length, it's mutter b'na b'raser b'shtia. Along its width, it's even going to be mutter b'shtia. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah over here. So the Gemara explains the din of a guy that's omed begas, that's standing in the wine press. And how do you kasher a gas where you find a guy standing there? They found a guy that was standing in the wine press, and there was no wine. There was just a little bit on the floor of the wine press. Amar Ravashi, i'ika tofeach l'apiach. So Ravashi said, if there was enough wine that it would moisten, when you touch it, it would moisten your hand enough that you could then moisten something else, then you need to rinse out the entire wine press with water, and you also need to put it through a drying process in order to kasher it, v'lo. But if it doesn't have enough moisture of wine in it, in order to moisten your hand, that would then moisten something else, then you only need to rinse it, you don't need to put it through the drying process. So last main point, that if a guy was standing in a wine press, and it was enough moisture to be tofeach al menas l'adpiach, you need to put it through a rinse and a dry. But if it doesn't have that much moisture, then you only put it through a rinse, doesn't need a dry. So Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah next time on Samach Amud Beis.